Welcome, everyone, to the Blessings of Christ on the 7th of January, 2018. Oh, my goodness, I just keep thinking of how the years are rolling on since we began doing this. In 2010, this will be our 8th year of offering blessings every Sunday, whether sunshine or rain, storm, snow, blissful weather, or whether I'm incapacitated for some reason or whatever reason. Someone has always been here for you on behalf of our beloved to convey his love and his blessings to you specifically and to the world in general, because through each one of us, we are connected like points on a diamond, and there is no one point of a diamond that can receive light that all the other points do not also sparkle and receive light as well. So as you open up to his blessing, let it be for that which you need and want, of course, that which is in your heart, because you so much have the right and even the duty to ask for it, because God has given us a pathway on earth that we cannot walk alone. We try to walk alone because, well, for reasons that are self-defining. You see, one of the things about us humans is that we are both personal and collective. We kind of take for granted our unity. But there are times when we forget that as well, when calamities build up in the world or conflicts or chaos and people are not working together. We think, well, why are we so far apart? And we become rather disheartened and disgruntled. And so we try to work on our unity. But most of the time, what we're working on is our self-definition. I am this, that, something else, and part of that self-definition unfortunately includes our pain and our suffering, and it doesn't have to be that way. Anything we include in our self-definition takes on great strength, and it takes great humility and surrender to let go of those points of identity. One of the things that I have found to be so miraculous about the Christ blessing is that it helps to wash away our attachments to those points of identity. And a lot of them are attached to points of achievement that then became very difficult to manage. Let's say, getting a degree in a field you always wanted a degree in, a job you always wanted a job in, and then it was altogether more difficult than you expected. You had conflicts in it. You had some physical injury that made it difficult for you to do. And you were moved around in places you didn't want to be. And all of these other things became part of your identity factor with that very thing that you wanted. And it's awfully hard to clear that out and just surrender. But the fact is, you are amazing. Every single one of you, you are absolutely amazing. And you don't know it, because you have identified with all of the challenging cofactors that have come to bear upon all the things you wanted, all the things you achieved, all the things you're going for. And so what we like to encourage in the blessing is for you to just surrender into the unity that you are part of with all of humanity and with your Creator and with Christ and the Holy Spirit. Let your heart be filled with peace, your mind be filled with wisdom, and your body be filled with surrender and relaxation. It is a statistical fact, a statistical, scientific, medical fact that every known disease is accelerated by resistance, which causes inflammation. It is a statistical fact from every psychological study ever done by psychologists, psychiatrists, or researchers of the mind that emotional resistance, emotional turmoil and distress adds to every mental problem, triplicate if not quadruplicate. It has been studied by scientists of the neurological system that our resistance to pain magnifies it. And there are mystics and gurus in the East who can actually sit in a dental chair and have a root canal done without any anesthesia. They've proven this to be true. We know that our bodies are made up of the same molecular structure as the entire universe. One of the most inspiring discussions I ever had in my life with a theological person was Dr. Robert Applegate, who was the senior pastor for Christ Truth League, where the Lamb and the Lion painting is permanently housed. He was born a very wealthy, wealthy man, but he gave everything to charity or God, directly or indirectly. He achieved a PhD in psychology, but also theology from Princeton University. He achieved a PhD in ancient languages from Princeton University. He was a brilliant, brilliant man, as well as the kind of person who would sleep on the porch to let visitors have his bed. In every sense of the word, he lived an apostolic life. And getting back to the conversation that I had with him, which I found to be so amazing, is that he showed me evidence that in every cell of the human body is everything in the universe. He said, "You're not created just in the image of God the person, but God the creation. You are in every cell of your body, the entirety of the universe." And he broke that down for me to see. He got out books and demonstrated it. He was the one that helped me with the ancient languages, the Hebrew, that the meanings of some of the ancient words that were placed in Love Without End and in the Keys of Yeshua. I deeply respected and adored this man. He was a great, great influence in my life as a spiritual teacher and my feeling that I could do this because he believed in me. And he set me on the path that I have walked on ever since. And whenever I feel just a little bit low, a little bit depleted, I will take one cell of my body, and it's hard to find just one cell. I mean, you literally can't see it with your eyes. But if you close your eyes and open your heart and quiet your mind, and you look deeply within yourself for just the tiniest little spark of light, a pinprick of light, that's a cell. And it's illuminated. It actually has light inside it. And this is something that I show our blessing givers when they come for training to learn to offer the blessing about the light that actually is in our body. You know, not every frequency of light can be detected by the eye. The human eye can only detect a certain range of light frequency. But we know by the law of E equals MC squared, that light is the constant of everything, by which the energy in every substance, every element, every particle, every wavelength, every frequency is measured. You see, we can't see all the light with our eyes. And we now know, of course, with laser light and photon photography and the photographic replica of the most minute particles, we have been able to observe the light in everything. We just don't see it all with our eyes. And I kind of like to use that as a metaphor for our life, because sometimes we think we're walking in darkness, but we're just walking in, we may be walking in a form of light we just can't see with our eyes. Maybe we haven't opened our heart. Maybe we haven't strengthened our faith. Maybe we just haven't reached strongly enough for God. Maybe we haven't allowed ourselves to become unified enough with the universe to see the light that is literally in everything. And these last 2 years have been a challenge for me. Yeshua allowed me to go into the shadow side of life. And by that, I don't mean the bad side of life. I mean the side of life that's not normally illuminated, the side of life where people actually truly suffer, where they die daily on the streets, where they have lost hope, where they die of starvation. He allowed me to go into the places where people have lost so much faith in God, they're willing to kill because they've lost dignity to themselves. And he asked me to go there and find the light. I suppose you might say it was my postdoctoral training. And as part of that postdoctoral training, he allowed me to go through one of the most destructive earth challenges that has ever hit the North American continent, and all the recovery that is still going on and still going on in the hearts of people. And all I can say is to him is thank you. Thank you for giving me this, because on our own, my friends, our defense mechanisms will keep us away from light we cannot see. Our defense mechanisms will keep us away from that which we are not yet familiar with to be safe or nourishing. It will keep us away from foods that might heal us, but they seem weird because we've never seen them before. So instead of that, we eat a McDonald's French fry and get sick again. You know, our defense mechanisms have limited our life to where we only shed light on the familiar and the safe and the common and that which we've agreed upon with others to be the acceptable and correct thing to do. This is where conformity can take us into the depths of trouble, far greater than walking on the unknown side of life. This is why it's so good to travel sometimes. This is why it's so good to go to a different church sometime. Just go to a sporting event you've never been to before and see who's there. You know, go to a restaurant and order the strangest thing on the menu. You figure if it's on a menu, it's been proven not to be toxic, or at least let's hope not, at least not poison. Try it. We need to break out of the limited span of what we call the lighted life, because there is light in every part of your body, heart, soul, and being. That's what it's meant when it said you were created in the image of God. And we bring all of those extra dimensions to you through the blessing. We are conveyors of the blessing. And by we, I mean the blessing givers and I. We're like that dish satellite that's on my roof. It picks up signals that otherwise couldn't be transmitted into my television. And you're the television. So we pick up all of those extra frequencies and intentions and offerings by grace from God, from the Holy Spirit, from Yeshua, and make them available to you to receive. But you have to be open. And that's your part in all of this. And that is just relaxing. That's why I just say be seated. All body parts uncrossed. Slept in your chair is fine. This is one time when correct posture just doesn't matter. Just be relaxed and open. Let your head fall and all thoughts cease. Because let's face it, our mind is very defensive. It's very protective. And for the most part, it's fairly shut down. The mind only wants to work with what it understands. And it gets pretty defensive and argumentative when you throw in something it doesn't understand. So I thought today it would be a good time to start our new year with a renewed understanding of what we're doing here. And I'm in the process this week of sending out emails to everyone in our circle of followers and our blessing givers and all of our students to see who would like to come to a Christ Blessing Seminar here in Corpus Christi in the first 2 weeks of March. It has to be before spring break. Or if not then after spring break. But the prices go up. Spring break is already sold out. Everybody from the North United States comes here for spring break. They either go to Florida or they come here. So spring break is not even an option. But before spring break or after, but after the prices are higher. Before spring break is really the perfect time to do it. So I'm going to be sending out letters. I would love to know from you because we need to make reservations to know about how many are interested. I want to tell all the blessing givers this. This will be very new, very expanded. Information that I could not have even seen or known 2 years ago. All of my preparation in the last 2 years has come about to launch the higher understanding of what's going on in the blessing and why so many miracles are occurring to so many people. So, I'm going to open this to our community now. I'd love to hear from you and take in your requests for blessings. And I'm here. Come and join me. It's *6 and then follow the prompt. Press 1 and we'll be talking. Oh, my goodness. Well, we have Donna. Hi, Donna. You're on.
I'm sorry. Did you say Donna?
Yes.
Yes. Glenda, thank you for your teaching very much, number one. I have two requests. I would like blessings for my brother, Bill. He lives in North Carolina. His partner had to go into assisted living a few months ago, and he's extremely depressed and lonely, and he wants himself to be frauded by different people on the Internet, and my sister is trying to help him. Yes. So it's a very frustrating situation for him.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Thank you. And then I also have a dear friend. Her name is Linda. And last week she learned she has cancer in her lungs and lymph nodes. And she will be meeting with the oncologist for the first time tomorrow at 2 here in Ohio. And I did ask, you know, I would love prayers for her as well.
I certainly will. Linda is on the list. So thank you for thinking of these beautiful people. And we have a caller from area code 218. You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jerome up in...
Jerome. Hi. You must have changed numbers because your name didn't come on.
Yeah, I know. It didn't come on the same way. I can't get into your system the same way. I got in by... they want a PIN number, and so... I don't know where to get that.
That is, you mean more than just a login number?
Yes, that's I'm looking for a PIN number. I mean, I had a hard time getting in. I got in this time, but the last time I couldn't get in. And
did you by any chance press star that you were a host?
No, didn't press that. No.
Okay. Well, I'll call them and see if I can find out what's going on.
That would be great. But we have a prayer for my sister, for my wife's sister, Elaine. She's
okay.
Very sick with an influenza, and it's affecting her lungs and her whole body. So Elaine is on the prayer list. But I'm putting you on the prayer list too because you're just doing such a great job, and I just love you dearly, and I love the spirit that you are, and. Keep up the good work, and we'll see what you send out for the next conference. So thank you.
Okay, great. Great. Well, would you be interested in coming if the timing and everything works for you?
Yes.
Great. Awesome.
And maybe my wife, too, will see.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. And it'll give you a nice break from that northern winter.
It's been 50 to 60 below wind chills for the past.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. You are courageous. I'm telling you. You are my hero. Okay. Well, Jerome, you take care of yourself and stay warm.
I sure will. Thank you. Love you.
Okay. And Elizabeth, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. I'd just like to make a request for a prayer for my friend George French, who is going in for a heart valve replacement surgery tomorrow evening, and just a prayer that everything will go well, and prayer for the doctors and the nurses who are doing the surgery. Thank you so much.
Okay, I certainly will.
Thank you.
I have his image in my heart.
Thank you so much, Glenda.
You're welcome. And we have a caller from area code 281. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm calling from Temple, Texas now. I've moved.
Oh, I can understand why.
Yes. Well, I had been planning. I felt led to move even before Harvey came. And so I had a few weeks ago I called in and asked for prayers to help me with my move, and I just want to thank everybody tell you all that it, your prayers worked. they helped me tremendously at both ends of the move. Still unpacking, but I see the light at the end of the tunnel.
That's great, and you know, I am not surprised that our prayers worked. specialize in prayers that work.
Well, that's for sure. They may not work the way we think they're going to, and I was so relating to...
That is true, and that gets back to part of what I was conveying in my introductory message, is that through our mind and our familiar patterns, we expect that things will work out in all the familiar ways. And we don't realize that in order to implement our prayers and activate our blessings, sometimes the universe has to reach way outside the beaten path.
Right. Well, you know, that's what I was going to say. It felt like your whole introductory message was just for me because I was finding myself feeling so anxious and nervous in my body, even though my mind and heart were saying, I know God's taking care of me. I know everything's in His hands. And I couldn't understand why this disparity, why my body was rebelling so. But it was just what you were talking about. I had these preconceived notions, and I wasn't completely surrendering.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And don't view surrender as giving up. Just view it as relaxing.
Yeah,
so that the universe can work for you outside of all the patterned expectations.
I think that's a good word. I like that one, the relaxing idea, because, yeah, surrender does kind of sound like, ooh.
In the West, because we have been so militant, and so Western, quote-unquote, civilization, I'm reminded of this question that was asked of Mahatma Gandhi. A newspaper reporter asked him what he thought about Western civilization. And he said, I think that would be a good idea.
Oh, good one. Well, in my situation, I had a thought in my mind of the type of neighborhood I wanted, the kind of school I wanted for my child. And as it turned out, the deadline was getting closer and closer. We had sold our house in Houston, and I didn't have a place to go with my family. And so finally, you know, I mean, I was led to this one. I felt like I had to make a choice, but it wasn't what I thought I wanted. And I thought, well, I feel like God is saying this is the one to take. So, but now in the days that have unfolded since then, I've realized and discovered that this house is more perfect than my other ideas ever could have been.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, and the school for my daughter turned out to be better than the other one would have been. All of these things because I wasn't relaxing and resting.
That's the point. There is everything in our universe is actually lighted. It's just some parts of it are darkened by our limited perspective.
Well, that is what happened to me. And there have been other occasions I know in my life where I have felt this inner anxiety when I know in my heart and mind that, you know, God's with me and things are going to unfold the way they're supposed to. But I think now after hearing what you said today, it's probably a sign to me that I'm not doing enough relaxing and I have these preconceived ideas about the way things should turn out. And so
we all do. We all do. And now you have a perfect demonstration in your life that can become a new pattern.
Yes, yes, for sure.
Our mind loves patterns. And now you've got a really good pattern.
That's true. I've learned from this one and hope I'll be able to apply it in the future.
Yeah. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you, Glenda.
Welcome. And we have a few more callers. I want to be sure and take everybody's request for blessing. So, from area code 828, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's David. I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. And I'm trying to get adjusted in Albuquerque a little bit still. But that's a blessing for myself, for my friend Janice, and our relationship. And I think what I'm, first of all, the changes, energy changes, just feeling a lot of odd things happening that I can't explain. But what I noticed is I'm not special. I mean, I think everybody has had their degree of trauma, and it might be unique. But what I look at is how I keep putting up old pictures of what happened whenever, and when I put up old pictures, I don't make room for the new. And I know that happens in my relationship as well because of old trauma. And it's like things can be going really, really great, but then that thing gets triggered and then the old picture comes up of, you know, kind of like a protective or armoring or whatever you want to call it. And that old picture says, oh, if I hold that picture, that bad thing won't happen or whatever. So I feel like I've been ferreting out all those old pictures of what, you know.
That's exactly what we're talking about right now. You know, in order to have a picture, it's no different than a movie screen. It takes light to reveal it. You have to pass light through, you know, film in order to project that picture. Well, it's the light you already know projecting those pictures on the screen of your mind to look at so that you will create more patterns that are familiar to you. Taking charge of your life through facing the unfamiliar is really the pathway of courage. And you've done a lot of that by moving to Albuquerque, and I can tell you from one who lived in the southwestern states of New Mexico and Arizona for 18 years, those energies are different. They are very, very different, and it'll be good for you. It will open up new pathways for you. Even though they might be a little challenging at first, it'll be like a whole new vitamin shot for you.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, that's what I know. You know,
but we do have to move on because I've got four more people, and I want to make sure we take the request for blessing. So I've got you on the list, David.
Thank you, Glenda.
Uh-huh. So we've got someone from area code 951. Okay, we'll just take down blessing request, okay?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Glenda. This is Robert. How are you doing?
Robert, hi. Well, you know how I'm doing. How are you doing?
Well, I wanted to ask I'm doing good. I've been listening to the blessings for over a month now. And this is the first time I called. I would like to ask for a blessing because I had surgery on my lower back and may need some help with that moving forward.
Okay.
Yeah. This is
you're
Robert.
Down. I've got you down, and I'm so glad that you're staying with it because, you know, it's not that the blessings take time to work. It's that it takes time for us to completely relax and open up to them.
Okay, good. I'll keep that in mind, definitely. And I want to thank you for your great service and devotion. This is fantastic. Yes.
You are so welcome, and I love doing it. So just relax and take it all in.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
And we have someone from area code 780. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. It's Desmond.
Oh, Desmond, hi. Just tell me your blessing that you need, okay, because we're running late.
Yeah, it's a really quick story. I went to my with my old friend. He got me $200 worth of tickets to our spiritual teacher that we grew up with. He's his stepson. I used to be friends with John DeRuiter's cousins, our children, our sisters' children, and his children. I got to meet all of my old friends again. I got free accommodations. I got free food and all kinds of stuff. And I had, like, the time of my life. I haven't been there. Like, I went there from, like, 5 to 13. And I was just like, Alex, man, I got to hang out with you again. And so he's like, yeah, I'll cover you.
Wow. That's great. Okay. Is there a blessing you'd like to request?
Yeah, that I really grow in this environment very well.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you, Glenda.
You're so welcome. And Julie, I see you're on. I opened your line.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Great. Thank you for the reminder of the light in ourselves. I'd like to ask for a blessing. I've got a cold flu with chest issues.
Oh, I can hear that.
So I would like a blessing for that.
Okay, bless your heart. We've got you down.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Be well and get well soon, okay? God is with you. And we have a caller from 719. What blessing would you like to ask?
Hi, Glenda. I was asking you and the blessing givers for a blessing for myself. I've been pretty sick and struggling with relaxing in faith and letting go and everything. And my husband, and then also our relationship, my husband Bert and our relationship.
What is your name?
Oh, Tara Kim.
Oh, Tara Kim, hi.
Yeah, hi. So I would appreciate it very much.
Okay, absolutely. And much love to you, too.
Thanks.
And Joanna, you're on.
Yes.
What blessing would you like?
I would like a blessing for my dear friend, Antonio Gonzaga, Tony Gonzaga, who is the most wonderful tenor when he sings. He sings the blessing to everybody, and he basically is dying in a hospital in Vienna right now. Blessing for him and for the family as well.
Oh, okay. I know that the angels will be singing for him.
Thank you.
Well, I put my heart out for that. And Stormy, I see that you are on. We are totally out of time, but I'm going to just acknowledge the fact that you're always in the background, playing your music, offering your prayers, and being a blessing to all of us. So we need to move into our blessing now, because we have so many people around the world who just can't afford to make the call, but they tune in psychically. They tune in through spirit. So let us all just surrender, relax, allow our hearts to open and our minds to just relax and be still, to empty, to be an empty vessel that can be filled again with better thoughts after the blessing. So take a deep breath, everyone. Blessing givers, please stand with me and be prepared. I will offer my prayer to Yeshua, and then we will conduct the energy of the blessing while everyone else is offering their prayers from their heart. Dear Yeshua, you have been here teaching us all along, holding us, comforting us, walking with us all along, and so often we didn't see you or feel you or acknowledge you because you often walk in the dark places where we don't go, in order to bring light to all the places that we're afraid of. And we want to thank you for being with us in all the ways we have not seen, in all the ways we have not yet discovered, because you have brought to us opportunities we did not know exist. You have brought to us opportunities for healing, for love, for resolution, for guidance into new places with new people and new connections. You have helped us to end certain things that needed ending and to begin other things that needed beginning, because as children of God, we are all one. We just have different phases of life. And it's so hard for us to pass through these phases without adding resistance or negativity or difficulty or stress. Thank you for taking those elements away from us so that we can simply be the love that we are, expecting the best, receiving the best, opening ourselves for all the possibilities for peace, healing, guidance, and attainment. For as you have said, all these things I do, you can do and more. Because like you, we also are children of God. We ask all of this in honor of your blessed life and your sacred love. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now go and rest. Don't even pray. Especially don't think. Just absorb. Be a little love sponge and receive from God His grace, the Holy Spirit, and Yeshua, the love. Bye-bye for now. And I'll be here next week. I hope you will also.